You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have from the Pittsburgh Glass Center, Executive Director Heather McAlee. Hi, Heather.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. There's so many things going on at the Glass Center.
We've been busy.
We're very busy, yeah, very exciting. So first I want to talk about your capital campaign and renovation. This has been like years in the making. You broke ground last year, almost exactly this time last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and closed for a little bit. Now you reopened, but you're still working on it. So tell me about this campaign. Tell me about the renovation. What does this do for the Glass Center?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a labor of love for the last several years, which was extended a little bit by COVID, which, you know, delayed us, of course, a bit. But we had our busiest year ever in 2019, just in terms of classes and workshops and artist residencies and people coming to visit the center, see our exhibits, take classes, kind of everything. And so we really realized that we needed to grow if we were going to be able to accommodate the increased demand. And so we made a plan to do that in early 2020. And then, surprise, the pandemic happened. So we put that on pause for a little bit, of course. But the thing that was really exciting was that when we really opened back up again fully in 2022, we then saw that 2022 surpassed our numbers from 2019.
Yay.
Yeah, so it was great. We're really thrilled that people have come back. They're excited to see what's going on at the Glass Center again. And so we broke ground in March of 2023, and we've been working for the last year. We did close in January of this year, but we are back open, running classes. We've got exciting things happening. And really, the expansion was about creating more studio space so that we can do all the things that we love to do, including teaching classes. You know, artists in residence have been using our space more and more. We've got collaborations going right now with Alma Lewis, with the Carnegie Museum of Art. So Mattress Factory, we're always doing fun collaborations around town with artists and arts organizations. And then we do lots of tours and hands-on demonstrations for Pittsburgh Public School kids up to senior centers and kind of everything in between. So we've always got a lot going on at the building.
Yeah, oh my gosh, so many people coming in and out. And how far along is the construction?
Yeah, we're getting really close. So we actually have our occupancy permit, which is very exciting. And so, of course, we've got a lot of specialty glass equipment, as you might imagine. So even though the outside of the building looks done, if you drive down Penn Avenue, you're going to see what looks to be a very finished building, which we're very proud of, with lots of glass on the facade. But we still have a lot of glass equipment that needs to be moved into place. We've got to get the new furnaces fired up. We've got to get them loaded with glass. And so we still have a couple months worth of work to do inside the building. But stay tuned. We're thinking ribbon cutting, grand reopening sometime this summer.
Ooh, very exciting. That'll be nice. And I bet it takes a little while to get everything ready in the interior and even just getting it there to you. I mean, I'm sure the shipping process was horrendous.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's like, as you might imagine, you can't just go buy a 1,000-pound furnace to melt glass at Home Depot or somewhere else, you know. So this is all very specialized equipment. And, you know, we have, in some cases, we put orders in for things 2 years ago. Luckily, you know, we knew this was coming, so we had plenty of time to plan ahead. But yeah, we have been surprised by some of the delays that we've seen, you know, post-COVID world, between shipping, between getting parts, things like that. But we think everything's pretty well aligned right now, so we're feeling confident about that summer opening.
Oh, wonderful. And how much does this expand what you had before? Like, is this doubling? Like, how much is it?
Yeah, so we're not completely doubling our square footage, but we are doubling basically all of our studio spaces. Mm-hmm. So there's four main studios at the Glass Center. We've got a flameworking studio, and that's where you work glass over a torch. We've got a kiln-forming studio, and that's where you do things like stained glass or fusing and slumping and kiln casting. We've got a hot shop, and that's where you do glass blowing. And then we've got a cold working shop, and that's where you do grinding, polishing, engraving, sandblasting. So basically, each one of those studios is doubling in square footage and space.
Wow.
So yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, that's a lot more to work with. Fantastic. And you also have a lot of things going on in terms of like events coming up, exhibitions. The first one I wanted to talk about was on April 5th. It is the Hot Jam Blown Away.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about it? Because it's about the Blown Away TV series on Netflix.
Correct.
You had Quaid, who's at the Pittsburgh Glass Center as a teaching artist.
Yep.
And she was on season 4.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, that's the other factor that we couldn't have kind of ever imagined. We feel so grateful that People have been watching Blown Away for the last four seasons, getting really excited about glassmaking. If you've never seen it, I kind of describe it as the Great British Baking Show of glassmaking. And I mean that in the way that there's drama built in. You know, the cake falls, the piece falls to the floor and shatters. But it's really lovely because they do a nice job of showing the glassmaking process, explaining different techniques and how things are done. So it's very educational. And they also do a great job of showing how collaborative the glassmaking community is. So it's not, you're not going to watch Blown Away and see artists fighting and bickering with each other. You're going to watch Blown Away and see artists working together with each other, collaborating, having a good time in the hot shop. And so we really love that about it. But yeah, so every time a new season drops, we are shocked by the number of people that come to us and say, we heard about it because of Blown Away. So we're thrilled that, yeah, in season four, Quaid was one of the competitors. And she is going to be working on April 5th, like you said, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Glass Center. It's a totally free event. And we're also having special guest artists John Capps and Ryan Thompson, who were both competitors on season four as well, coming to join her. So it's going to be a really fun time. You know, people can stop in anytime during those 3 hours. We'll have food and some snacks and some drinks, and it'll be a fun time just to get to check out the new facility.
Yeah, yeah. And Hot Jam, can you explain to me what does that mean? What do they do?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's what we refer to as our First Friday open houses. Basically, we call them Hot Jams because it's fun. And so the idea is just that there'll be glass making happening in all the different studios. There won't be an exhibit up for our April Hot Jam because we're in the process of putting up a new show that's going to open in May that we'll talk about a little bit later. But you'll have plenty of fun things to do in the building between seeing glass making and checking out the new facility.
Oh, very exciting. Yeah, that seems so cool. And Blown Away, like, I watched season one and I remember it was really, really cool, but I didn't know there were more seasons. So now I have more to catch up on, clearly.
It's true. And I'm a guest judge on season
two. Yeah, you're a guest judge on season two. I was like, oh my gosh, now I clearly have to see this.
It's really funny because in the last couple of years, people have come up to me. We'll be talking and they'll be like, you look really familiar to me. Do I know you? And I'm thinking like, it can't possibly be from Blown Away. Like, that's so silly. I was on for like 5 seconds, you know? And I'll say, well, I was on. They're like, oh my God, that's it. I saw you on Blown Away. So it's funny to me, the reach that the show has had, but it's been really remarkable and wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And it's such a great series because, as you said, it's not really reality TV based. It's more like educational. Here's what we do as artists. And, oh, there's a competition, but it's not like death, you know? It's more collaboration.
Yeah.
So very exciting. So you mentioned it a little bit, but we can talk about it now. The exhibit in May. Talk about that. What's that about?
Yeah, this is another really exciting project that we've actually had in the works for several years. So it's a two-artist exhibition opening on May 3rd, and the artists are Mikhail Owona and Marcus Redd. And the title of the exhibition is The Myth Science of the Gatekeepers. And they are artists that fall into a category that we call Idea Furnace. So our Idea Furnace program is for artists who don't necessarily work in glass. Maybe, you know, they're a photographer or a writer or a ceramicist or a painter, but they have an idea that they want to make in glass and they don't really know, they don't have the technical skills in glass making to go about kind of completing it. So Mikhail and Marcus came to us several years ago with the interest in creating life-size cast glass busts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was a big project.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make not one, not two, but 16 of them. So for this immersive exhibition. So you can see why I've been working on this project for several years. But yeah, I mean, what we love about the Idea Furnace program is that we never say no. You know, it's always about finding a way to kind of realize the artist's dreams or vision in glass. And our glass artists that work with them on these projects really love it because they, you know, if you've been trained in a certain discipline, sometimes you also get trained in like how things are supposed to be done and what can be done and what can't be done. And sometimes that limits you a little bit. You know, you start to see things with, you know, blinders on a little bit. And so it's really great when these Idea Furnace come in and say, like, can glass do this? Or I want glass to do that. And our initial reaction might be like, oh, glass doesn't do that. Or how, you know, but we never say that. We always say like, okay, how can we figure this out? How can we, what studio, what technique, you know, what are you trying to convey? How can we figure out how to make that happen? So Yeah, it's going to be a really fantastic exhibition. There are going to be 16 sculptures of Black same-gender loving men cast as Egyptian deities with incredible headdresses.
Oh, wow.
They've been working. There's going to be some projections going on in the gallery as well. There's going to be poetry performances. There's going to be dance performances. Wow. So it is going to be an immersive experience. And that is the first Friday of May, May 3rd, from 6 to 9 p.m. So I hope folks will join us for that as well.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. And what technique did you guys end up deciding on to do the bust? Because that's a lot of glass.
Yeah, it's a lot of glass. And it's a really interesting process called life casting, which means that the 16 busts are 16 real humans whose faces were covered carefully, of course, but in mold making material, basically. Mm-hmm. So the way it works is it's kind of like if you've ever watched, Hollywood movie type things, making monsters and things, they'll first like cast someone's face so that a prosthetic is going to fit perfectly. It's kind of like that, where your face gets coated in rubber, basically a removable rubber. And so that takes every detail of someone's face, though. And so that you do that casting, you have to sit with like straws coming out of your nose and your face totally covered for about 30 or 40 minutes while the stuff sets up. And then you take that off. And then what you can do is actually pour a wax into that form to create, basically a perfect bust out of wax. And from there, you can then make a mold. And so that involves putting plaster and silica around that wax form. And then that wax actually gets melted or steamed out of the wax form. So now you've got a negative cavity inside that plaster silica mold that can then go into a kiln that gets fired up to 1500 degrees with glass inside of it. And the glass melts down, fills all of the crevices.
Wow.
And you end up with a cast glass bust.
Yeah. So it's solid.
We did actually, because they were going to be so heavy, created a method, a slightly more complicated method, where they're a little bit hollow on the inside. But yeah.
I was like, that's going to be like 20, 30 pounds.
I know. They are still very heavy, but they are technically hollow.
Okay. Well, wow. That sounds like an intense process. No wonder it's going to take a little bit longer, but that's okay, because it's going to be way worth it when it premieres in May.
I've seen a couple of them in person, and they are really beautiful.
I bet they are. Oof. Fun. I also wanted to talk a little bit about you and the Pittsburgh Glass Center, because you've been with it since 2001 when it opened. And
that's true.
How did you get into glass in the first place? Like, where did that go?
Yeah, sure. It's funny because people will often ask me, like, oh, are you a glass artist? And I always kind of laugh and I'm never quite sure how to answer. But my most recent answer has been, I know how to blow glass. because I'm definitely not a practicing artist anymore. I would say I was maybe at one time. So in 2001, I was graduating with my undergrad degree in glass. So I know a lot of people don't even know that that's a possible degree you could get.
No.
Yeah, but it's a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in sculpture with a concentration in glass, basically. So, so I was finishing that program. I lived in Detroit, Michigan at the time, and I had heard about this amazing facility that was being built in Pittsburgh for glassmaking. And honestly, our founders, Kathleen Mulcahy and Ron Desmet, they really had this belief that, like, if we build this, artists will come from around the country, around the world, to be here in Pittsburgh. And it's true. It's exactly what's happened. So I moved in the fall of 2001 for the Glass Center. And initially, I was the first artist-in-residence assistant. So we had an artist-in-residence who started in January of 2002, and she was working towards our very first exhibition in our gallery for that spring. And so for the first 4 or 5 months, I worked with her every day, helping her make work. I was completely in the studios. And I was teaching classes for the Glass Center as well, like our intro glass blowing classes and things like that. And it was a very small staff back then. I think there were 3 or 4 staff members total.
Wow.
And so they needed some help in the office, I think maybe getting a mailing out or something. And so I was like, oh, I can help. And so I did some things. And then it was like, they needed some help contacting some artists. And so I was like, oh, I mean, I can help. And then I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but one day I found myself in the office a lot more than in the studios. But I found that I really loved it too. Like while I do have that right side of my brain that loves being creative, I think I do have some kind of left brain tendencies as well, that I like organization and I like a good spreadsheet. And so I was happy to help out. And so I started out as a programming assistant, and then maybe the program coordinator and did a little, you know, marketing and other things kind of in there. And fast forward to 2006, and I decided that, you know, if I was gonna do this, maybe I needed some formal education. And so I went part-time at the Glass Center and went full-time into a three-semester Master's of Arts Management program at CMU, which was really great to be able to, you know, study here in the city, keep working at the Glass Center, got my master's degree in arts management, and then came back as the assistant director, and then eventually in 2011 became the executive director. So
wow, I love that. That's so great.
It's kind of amazing. I recognize that, like, especially for someone kind of my generation, like, it's pretty unusual to work at one job for 23 years and... If I have it my way, you know, it'll be my only job in my whole career. I love what I do so much, and I love the artists I get to work with, and the staff and the board and the patrons, all, you know, it's such a joy.
Yeah. Well, and it's a testament to the Glass Center itself too, that you're still there. I mean, like, it's a great place to work, clearly.
And, you know, honestly, since a few of us first moved in 2001, we've now had over 60 artists move to Pittsburgh because of the Glass Center. Mm-hmm. So it's been really great, and it's been really true that, you know, we built this amazing facility and people came and are, you know, using our center to make their work, run their small businesses, do all sorts of things. And there are teaching artists, there are exhibiting artists, they're in our retail shop. So it's really come full circle.
Yeah, really come full circle. Ah, well, that's amazing. Is there anything else you want to talk about in regards to Pittsburgh Glass Center?
I think maybe just one more thing, and that is to say that if you are interested in, you've never done glass before and you're interested, you know, we've got a class for you, whether it's a 2-hour workshop where you're making a paperweight or maybe a bead or a marble, you know, all the way up to these week-long classes that can be really kind of intense, but you get a ton of knowledge. And Quade is actually teaching one of those intensive classes from May 27th to 31st. It is Monday through Friday, and it's, you know, all day long. But you will walk away with an incredible understanding of the glassmaking process, and it's for beginners. You don't need any previous experience. So if you want to come learn from a blown-away master, you can come take a class with Quade in May.
Oh, awesome. That's just amazing that you have so many programs, so many things coming up, and it's just incredible artists to work with and see.
Well, thank you.
That's amazing. Well, Heather, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been awesome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.